The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 1st, 2024.
Welcome to March. We made it through the winter months.
It's time to get warm, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I don't know, not in this week-long forecast, but maybe the next one.
Stupid smarch weather.
This morning, you ever have a thought and scare yourself half to death, and it's just a thought?
All the time. That's all that runs through my mind.
Well, this morning I was down in the parking garage, and I walked past the back of my truck quietly. Like, it took me a little while to get everything out of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I suddenly thought, what if I have been unknowingly giving someone a ride in the bed of my truck every day, and they don't know I'm still here yet, and they're about to get out?
What?
I know.
What? That's not a thought people have.
Well, I looked at it, and I was like, this is probable, and I ran to the elevator.
What, like, is your problem?
Not going to give them a chance to attack me.
Good morning.
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
What?
That's like a saying about March.
No, it's not.
You've never heard that before?
Nobody has ever heard any of these before. In like a lion, out like a lamb?
Yeah, this is like a very March folklore, very well-known proverb that if the month comes in like a lion, as in the weather is, say, a blizzard, it will go out quietly like a little lamb, like a sunshiny day. But if the month comes in like a lamb and there's no blizzard and no bad weather, then we can expect bad weather at the end of the month.
What if the past 3 months were in like a lamb?
You know what? That's never happened in my lifetime. So I'm not really sure. But I do feel like today, even though it's minus 15, that's a very typical normal kind of day for March.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be sunny. That I feel like now that means at the end of March, we're going to get the out like a lion thing.
Really?
I'm sorry to say.
This isn't going in like a lion?
This is not coming in like a lion, no. I have some other March folklore. Would you like to hear these other ones?
Yeah, please, if they're going to make me feel better.
So many mists in March, you see. So many frosts in May will be.
Why are you making fun of me?
No, I think like if it's very foggy in March, then you'll see frost in May. As in, if you get fog in March, you're going to have cold in May.
These aren't real.
A peck of March dust and a shower in May makes the corn green and the fields gay.
What?
As in, if you're going to have some snow in March and some rain in May, then you'll have a great harvest.
Who wrote these proverbs?
I don't know, but here's one. March many weathers rained and blowed, but March grass never did good. Mm. That one doesn't rhyme. I feel
many
like
March good, yes, no good. I think the Academy was wrong for nominating Bradley Cooper for an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah, because when you get nominated for an Oscar, you go on a lot of press runs for, you know, the movie to bring up your name and... Yeah, Bradley Cooper should not go on any more press runs.
What's he saying?
Bradley Cooper is apparently totally fine walking around naked at his father's house with his father because his father is always nude at his house.
That's kind of strange.
Kind of strange?
Kind of strange.
Would you walk around naked now with your parents?
Absolutely not.
Mind you, Bradley Cooper... Very much older than you. Bradley Cooper's dad, very, very much older than you. These are two men you don't want to see naked, who probably don't want to see each other naked. It's enough that they're both old dudes now, but they're father and son.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this, like a you do you kind of thing, but no. I'm kind of like, this is a little bit strange.
A little, right?
Like, it'd be fine if you were like in the sauna or something.
Even then, it's still your dad at the end of the day.
Falling asleep in public has got to be one of the most embarrassing things.
Yeah, it's up there, along with peeing your pants in public, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Or like tripping on your own shoe, falling up the stairs.
Falling down the stairs.
Oh, falling down the stairs is unfortunate. Falling up the stairs just means you don't know how to go upstairs, you know?
That's true.
Like, you can explain it a little bit better when you're falling down. But I fell asleep in public once, and it was on a plane, which is very normal to fall asleep when you're in the air.
Yeah, that's a given, I think.
But I fell asleep on a man's shoulder that I didn't know. Yeah, he was just a stranger, and I had no idea. And I woke up when the flight attendant was like, do you want a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, no, thank you. And then I just kind of like opened my eyes. And like, you know when you kind of come to and realize what you're doing and your head is still where you left it, as in on this man's shoulder?
Yeah.
And so I, sorry about that. And he's like, oh, that's okay. You can put your head back. And I was like,
what?
I don't think I can anymore,
yeah,
actually.
Sir, you're a little too eager about me putting my head back on you on the plane. We're on a plane, sir.
I know. It's like, this was very kind, but also a little creepy, and I can't decide which side it fell on. But either way, the window and I were friends after that.
I thought of something that if we can turn it into a reality, we'll be rich.
We'll be. Okay. Yes. Lay it on me.
Okay, perfect. It involves groceries and AI, both of our two favorite things.
I mean, groceries are my favorite thing. I'm a little bit tired of AI, but go ahead.
Okay, well, at the very first use, you'll input every single grocery item you usually get every 2 weeks or every time you go grocery shopping.
Okay.
And then with that information, once you start running out of groceries, you just have to take a photo of the inside of your fridge, and then it'll instantly analyze everything you do or don't have in your fridge, what it needs to reorder, everything like that. And if you want something special, after everything's done, you can like add a Ben and Jerry's ice cream or something like that.
Okay, I can see how this is actually making AI work for us instead of us working for AI.
Exactly.
I like the way you're thinking, John.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to add to it.
Okay, sure.
I think it would be cool. And I know there are apps where you can like input all of your grocery items that you have at home and they'll come up with a meal for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you could, as you said, scan your fridge, and then it would just be like, I see that you have some cream cheese expiring in that back corner. You could use this for your meal tonight to make sure you don't waste your food.
I like that. Double whammy. Okay. Okay. How about this? How about this?
Oh, okay.
We take that idea. My idea is what we get them hooked with.
Okay.
And then your idea will be like the plus version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we can get like subscriptions going.
1,000%.
John, we are amazing. Don't anyone steal this idea. It's ours. Value Village, the thrift store, has recently, probably in the last couple of years, come under fire for their price gouging.
Gouging at a thrift store?
I know, of all the items that they get donated to them.
Right? Yeah, they're the ones that need to make the money.
Yeah, so they have been doing, selling clothing from Ardene's that regularly you would get for $12, and they're like, this dress is worth $24. It's like, Or sometimes they'll sell things that still have their price tag on, and they are putting it up higher than the person who donated it paid for it.
Wow.
And then there's the Dollarama items that have the Dollarama logo on them or sticker still on them, and then Value Village is selling them for 5 times more than Dollarama did.
Yeah, because the sticker has the exact price on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So it's pretty glaring that they're, price gouging, as you would say.
Yeah, a little bit. All signs point to yes.
So instead of fixing that, instead of worrying about, we should pay a little bit closer attention, we should look at these things, they just posted signs, no cameras.
Whoa.
No filming, no photography any longer in their store, because they'd rather that than fix the problem where they're making extra money.
That's quite a left turn. People hated you, and now people really hate you.
It's very 2024 of them, I would say.
Scammers, could you be any worse?
Could you be? Okay, is this about friends?
It's about a friend, Matthew Perry.
Oh.
Yeah, he unfortunately passed. Member to pass, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, some scammers got a hold of his Twitter account and started asking for cryptocurrency.
Like, yeah, could you be any grosser? He's dead. This is terrible.
Now the tweet reads, for direct donations to support our mission in battling addiction, please give to these wallets. Now, wallets are like crypto wallets. It's essentially just a bank, but cryptocurrency. There's three there. And then it goes on to say, deeply grateful for your generosity. Any contribution is appreciated. And they end it with, the Matthew Perry Foundation.
They can be grosser. I stand corrected.
Exactly.
That is awful.
1,000%.
Are people falling for it? Of course they are.
I haven't seen anything that says people are falling for it, so thank God that's the case, because Well, my grandpa doesn't know what Twitter is, so I think we're good.
I think he probably doesn't know what cryptocurrency is either. Let's see.
Or old people in general don't. So I think we're okay, because us millennials, we're up on our friends' cryptocurrencies.
Us millennials, eh? A new change has happened without our permission, and it's affecting millions.
Oh my gosh.
Microsoft Office changed their default font this week.
Oh, what? To what?
They changed it to something called Aptos.
Aptos.
It used to be called Calibri.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah.
I do.
And it has been the default font, Calibri, for 15 years.
Yep.
Prior to that, it was Times New Roman.
Yeah.
Which, I must say, Calibri is way prettier.
Like, than Times New Roman, really?
Yeah, Times New Roman just reminds me of like an essay in university.
That's right. It feels like you are definitely writing an essay, like 12 font.
Yeah, and it's the letters are so close together. Like, it would take so much longer if you're writing in Times New Roman compared to Calibri.
Yeah.
To get to the bottom of the page, you know?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't look as nice. But now they've changed it again. They're like, Calibri was nice, but let's bring in Aptos.
Aptos, okay.
And the guy that created this font, that he's the world's leading type designer. That's what he does for a living, is design fonts.
Imagine tricking somebody into believing that's a title.
Well, anyway, he said that he wanted this font to feel very humanly, and he wanted it to have a little bit of art in it as well. And it reminded him of Santa Cruz, California. And so he wanted the joy of the redwoods and walking through the forest included in this font.
That's a lot of description. I wonder if all font makers feel that way.
I mean, everybody is creative and draws their inspiration from something. I don't know if Aptos says all these things he's hoping for, but maybe if we wrote the words he's hoping for in the font, it would, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I got you.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.